Here's a question from Gopala Dev. We hear that Srila Prabhupada's books contain everything that we need to know. As far as I remember, Prabhupada said that everything required to become fully Krishna conscious is in my books. That doesn't mean that everything we need to know in all circumstances is there. For instance, if one is going to preach among college students, well, actually, you could preach what is exactly in the books, but if you happen to have some knowledge of current issues and modern Indian life and science, then it's easier to arrest their attention with topics they're interested in. And if we present the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in those terms, it's advantageous to get their interest. So there's an example. Or if we're going to preach against Darwinian evolutionary theory, then if we're going to specialize in that particularly, it would make sense to study it in more detail than the basics which are mentioned in Prabhupada's books without really being explained. So then the question, how does this apply to the 11th and 12th khandos that are part of Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, but not directly and translated and commented upon by him? Well, the translations and commentaries of the 11th and 12th cantos, and although it's not mentioned here, most of the 10th canto, was done on Prabhupada's order. And it's mostly, the commentaries mostly give purports from the acharyas. There are also personal commentaries done by Hridayananda Maharaj, mostly, I believe, which are in the line of the philosophical teaching that Srila Prabhupada gave us and the previous acharyas gave us. So they can be they're considered bona fide translations and commentaries. But they're not given the same importance as Srila Prabhupada's writings. They're not given, I mean, practically, they're more open to editing, for instance, if it's seen that there's some linguistic gaffe or something like that. We don't accord them the same canonical status, although, I mean, apart from the fact that they're not directly translated by Prabhupada, they happen, it's the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the most important shastra for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So they should be taken very seriously and not considered that, well, it's not Prabhupada. In one sense, it is Prabhupada, in as much as it was done on his order. And it's the Bhagavatam, which not to be minimized in any way. Of course, Prabhupada did want more extensive commentaries on the 10th canto. The 11th canto, especially the Uddhava Gita, is very important for all devotees.